This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is offering more assurances to Ukraine and a warning to Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
In meetings at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president and allies worked on the next steps in countering what is now Russia's month-long invasion of Ukraine and what would happen if Vladimir Putin deploys chemical weapons.
It would trigger a response in kind.
It's unclear if he intended to suggest U.S. or allied troops would go into Ukraine, something the president had earlier ruled out.
You're asking whether NATO would cross. We'd make that decision at the time.
He's also announced new sanctions on Russians and more humanitarian aid to Ukraine, whose president pleaded with allied leaders for more military assistance, saying just 1% of all their planes and tanks would give Ukraine 100% security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House announced Thursday plans for the United States to welcome as many as 100,000 Ukrainians and others fleeing the Russian invasion of the Eastern European nation. In a statement on its website, the White House said the plan is part of a larger $1 billion humanitarian aid package to assist all those affected by Russia's war in Ukraine. The White House said while it expects most Ukrainians will choose to remain in Europe close to family and their homes, refugees will be welcomed through the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program and the other usual legal pathways. The statement says it is also looking to expand and develop new programs focusing on Ukrainians who have family members in the United States. Refugee advocates welcomed the announcements but questioned the administration's ability to